Hey everyone, welcome to the Mayor's Table. We are here today at Pinyon Hills Golf Course for the big celebration, grand opening, ribbon cutting, scramble golf tournament. It's going to be a great time, but we want to make sure you, the public, know what's going on out here, what you can expect, and $9 million worth of work that is taking place out here. Stay tuned, a lot of great information coming up. Everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett, thanks for joining us here today on the Mayor's Table. We are out here at Pinyon Hills Golf Course to kick off what is going to be the grand opening today. We've been open since December, and with me, we have construction manager of the foreman of the project, Rick Page. Rick, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
And we have Chris Jones, who is our director of golf here for the city of Farmington, overseeing Pinyon Hills Golf Course and Civitan.
Correct. Good morning, Mayor.
Great to have you guys, and I thought it was a beautiful day. Yep. To come out, play golf, and then maybe do a mayor's table.
Yeah, for sure.
Great day.
Sounds good.
Great day.
Yeah. But I think it's important. We wanted to tell the public kind of where we've been, what we're doing, and the fact that we're now open and kind of things they could anticipate. Because while the construction project, the bulk of it's been done, obviously there's a lot of growing in that still needs to happen. We have a couple of amenities that we're really excited about. You know, for example, the expanded putting course for practice.
Yep.
Those things are still going to come. But let's get everybody excited about what's happening right now.
For sure.
So, Rick, tell us a little bit about the project. I mean, the cost of the project, what all it encompassed.
Well, right now we've got two contractors on site. The irrigation contractor was the first one that started on there. And we're about $6.2 million into their part of the work. But they did a complete renovation and replacement of all the irrigation lines throughout the entire course and all new heads, about a little over 1,500 sprinkler heads have been installed. It's a completely automated system with a Rainbird Cirrus Pro on there that they can go around and adjust heads, individual heads, or turn them on from an iPad or all, you know, from just driving around the course. It's a pretty amazing system out there, state of the art.
Well, that actually was the irrigation system that really brought us to this determination to do this project to begin with, because this 1988 system had never been completely replaced. Right. It was obviously breaking down. We had new water hazards on the course.
Yeah, for sure.
And we had areas of the course that were obviously not getting enough water.
Right.
So it was just becoming, you know, a real problem. And that was really why we got into this.
Correct.
It started with irrigation, and then it went to cart paths.
And it went to cart paths. We've got a little over 4.9 miles of colored concrete cart paths out here. Took quite a number of months to get installed. We had a number of issues as we went with the coloring agents, but we've got it done now, and I think everybody's going to be very pleased with those. Quite a bit of improvement over the asphalt that they used to have.
Yeah, if you recall what it looked like here when the asphalt was just completely deteriorating, it just begged the need for something that was a little bit, in my mind, this is beautiful.
Right.
Maybe some longer longevity in the lifespan of it. But definitely an upgrade to where we were prior to. And then we also adjusted some of our cart paths, you know, on number 8, I think. Is it 8? No. It par 3 where we've taken it down 15.
Right, 15. There,
yep. Taking 15 around the hill instead of up on the hill to make
safer,
it easier.
Safer and easier.
Yeah. Right, right. And then on 6, we've completely redone up to the pro tees up to the top and a larger turnaround up there for golf carts and parking areas, so that's quite an improvement on that one. If people like to play that pro tee up there, I'm sure you probably
play you know me. I'm playing from the whites or the reds. Well, that's excellent. So cart paths, irrigation, and then we expanded even beyond that. And let's talk about Chris. Talk about the bunkers.
Yeah, so the bunkers. Obviously, we're old and in need of repair and some drainage issues. And then the biggest thing, though, was the old sand. It was old arroyo sand that when it would get wet, it would just bake in the sun. And so we dug everything out. They put in a kind of a pea gravel and then a polymer covering of that pea gravel that then still lets water through. And then brand new actual golf course sand in all the bunkers. So it's quite a change for our golfers. I think we might sell a few sand wedges to people that had some old clubs that they used to use that won't work out of these now. It's totally different. You might see today, but
I hope I don't have to see today.
Yeah, it's
but
much,
I guarantee I will much, see today.
Yeah, much better. So the bunkers are about 45 bunkers, and then of course we have arroyos still that don't necessarily have a border around them. So we didn't replace that sand there, but any bunker that has a border of grass or native area, we did replace that sand.
Awesome. Yeah. Where does that sand come from?
I believe it came from Colorado. There's specific places around the country that get the sand to the, and you might be able to expand on that, get to the right granular size. But I don't remember, I think it was Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was. It came out of Colorado. Yeah. I couldn't give you the specifics on the gradation and stuff within it, but it's a special bunker sand that goes in there.
It's the size of the sand pebbles itself
that
is a specification to the United States Golf Association.
Really?
So, yeah.
How interesting.
It was pretty technical
and not
on
cheap.
The mix on that thing.
And not cheap.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's like trying to buy clay to put on your baseball fields. You got to bring it in from somewhere else.
Sure.
It's not cheap. But
sure.
I think it's exciting, though, for folks to see some actual...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe in many of our courses around here, we haven't seen newer bunker sand,
and
so that'll be great.
It just looks better too. The color's a little better. It stands out with the green grass, so it just looks better too.
So bunkers, we relined some lakes or a lake.
A lake.
Yep.
Yep.
This lake right down here. It was probably 3/4 full of cattails and moss. It's been cleaned out and completely relined. We've got new fountains and in all the lakes now. Keep them aerated.
That was an addition. We didn't have fountains before, but that was a nice addition.
It was a nice addition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think when we look out and we see kind of everything, there's so much that's been cleared out. All the overgrowth from where the old sprinkler system was watering places that weren't supposed to be watered, you can now see it's much more open.
Right.
It's going to make it easier for me to find my ball, as long as I don't hit it into the rocks.
Right. Yeah.
But and there's still a lot of that stuff that's going to be worked on too.
Yeah.
Little details of things, folks. When you come out here, you're going to obviously notice areas where a lot of construction was going on along the cart paths. We have not had a good growing season yet this year. It's just started to get warm in the evening times, and so you're going to see areas that look scarred. I'll use the word scarred, but they're in the process of growing in.
Yep.
We all just got to be patient with that and understand the playability of the course is most important.
Right.
And that's been our focus from the beginning. And even getting open in December, we felt confident that you could play the course.
Sure. And there's still areas that where the contractor did this concrete and they had to push things back. And we haven't been able to do that detail work to return it to where it looked before. So we're working on that. But it's a long process, but we're happy with it so far, for sure.
Yeah. Other improvements that we made, Rick?
Other improvements came in. All the outbuildings, 17T restrooms have all been... new toilet fixtures, new partitions in there, so those are a lot more nicer amenities that are in the restroom out when you're out on the far side of the course. The starter shed, the main building, and all the buildings actually have all got new standing seam metal roofs, all new exterior stucco facades on it, and the biggest piece of it is the pro shop and the clubhouse, completely been redone inside and out. Been in an expansion to the restrooms for the clubhouse up there. We've got lockers and changing areas and all new plumbing fixtures that completely redone, all tiled. Kitchen's been, Grill on the Hill's been redone. New kitchen hoods and amenities and expanded interior storage, refrigeration storage, and a lot of work is done there. All new carpeting, painting,
lighting,
furniture, everything.
Yeah.
Furniture, furniture's a big thing out there. All outdoor furniture, new guardrails around all the areas that people could fall.
ADA
on
ramp.
There. ADA ramp we've got installed down to the driving range. So we've got things we're still working on out here. We've got course signage we're working on. We've got landscape that we're still in progress on. And we've got plans for some new monument signs out front that'll really showcase off as you enter the facility. So
yeah, I mean, there was a dream, I think, back in the 80s to create this type of public amenity, and it's lived up to everybody's expectations. I mean, when you're repeatedly referred to as a top municipal course here in the United States, that's a pretty big billing.
Absolutely.
I think what council decided when we went into this project was we wanted to keep that we wanted to keep that billing, and it was going to take a, you know, a serious investment into infrastructure and the, you know, the kind of the outside amenity look. We wanted to make sure it looked aesthetically pleasing, and it was upgraded. We got new fencing along the front edge. It's very modern fencing. The colors that have been chosen, obviously very modern. And then this beautiful, you know,
and the new fleet of golf carts as well.
That was the next thing with GPS.
With GPS, so we can help golfers not enter areas that they should not. We don't want them in.
Yeah.
And provide services. There's emergency services. If somebody has an issue, they can push a button and we can get emergency to them. They can order food. The biggest use of them is it shows the yardage. Every shot you hit, it'll show the exact yardage to the middle of the green. So there's lots of really cool things on the golf carts that we are really excited about.
That's very helpful, by the way. Instead of having to ask your buddy, like, hey, how far?
Right.
How far do
you
I
look
have?
At the screen, yeah.
Well, I think you got 120.
Right, right.
The screen tells you right there what it does to the middle.
It does to the
front,
middle.
To the middle.
Yeah, for tournaments, we can actually put it right on in the exact spot. So when we do, we're hoping to get some bigger tournaments here, maybe some big amateur events, things like that. If they do use carts, we can actually go in the back office portion and drag the mouse to the exact point where that hole is cut for that day, and it'll give them the exact yardage.
Wow.
But yes, right now it'll give you a yardage to the front edge, the middle, and the back edge.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that'll be great.
Yep.
We're having a big scramble kickoff today. This will air on the 15th, but excited for all the golfers who are coming out, the red coats that'll be here for the ribbon cutting, all the dignitaries that we get to recognize. It's gonna be a great day to kick this grand reopening off here at Pinyon Hills Golf Course, and we just wanna invite you guys out. You can set your tee times up online.
You can do it through our website, pinionhillsgolf.com. It's very easy. You just set up a username and password. You can also do it through an app. If you do a search there, it's through Golf Now.
Okay.
So you can do that 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Is it 1 week ahead that you can do it?
1 week ahead, yep.
Okay.
We can take tee times 1 week ahead. We do have an option for out-of-towners in case there's anybody watching from Albuquerque, El Paso, Phoenix, whatever. They can book tee times 2 weeks in advance. Usually when people are coming from that far away, you want to have your plan set. So we don't get a lot of those that call way ahead, but when we do, we want to invite them here and make sure that they get here and enjoy themselves.
Yeah. Rick, any other added notes on the project? And maybe, is there a timeline length right now of the final kind of finishing details that the contractors are responsible for?
You know, we're hoping to be done by the end of June on there. We've got stonework, like I said, the new monument signs we've got on order right now. In fact, I'll be going down to Belen and to the quarry and checking out the stone and making sure it's being cut to our specifications and stuff. And so that'll happen next week. And then we're in the process of getting drawings and put together on the new course signage that's going to be coming out. So we're hoping by the end of June we should have everything pretty close to being wrapped up here.
Awesome. Chris, any final thoughts?
No, we're just really excited and obviously thankful to you and the council and city administration for supporting us. We love this place, and we can't wait to get it. You know, our golfers have been very responsive, and they love the changes. Like us, they want everything to speed up and look like it's going to look in a few months. But we're super excited. We can't thank everybody enough for their support. So on behalf of all of us, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I would just add this as well. We are looking for people to work out here at Pinyon Hills Golf Course. We have a few positions open in our seasonal maintenance program. So if you're interested in getting out in the sun, you like working with your hands, you like playing in the dirt, this is a great place to do those things.
Yes.
So you can apply online at the City of Farmington's website, fmtm.org. But in the meantime, we're open.
Yep.
We have tournaments that are going to be going on here. A lot of local nonprofits will be out here this summer. But if you're from a distance away from the Four Corners area and you're looking to make a good golf trip, I mean, between what we have here at Pinyon Hills Golf Course, Riverview out in Kirtland, and of course our friends just north of the border up there in Colorado, you can make a pretty good weekend with some friends. So put that on your bucket list of things to do. Play golf here in the Four Corners. And to our local community, thank you for your support and everything that you've put in and into Pinyon Hills Golf Course and making it the iconic course that it is here in Farmington. It's attracted to people all across the United States. I hear about it on my travels all the time. So let's do our part to make sure we keep our course clean and tidy and fix those divots. Am I right? Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you out here on the number one tee box here at Pinyon Hills Golf Course soon.